climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the JoLynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show. It is a Make a Difference Monday, and it's also MLK Day, an opportunity for us to focus on the ways that we can make positive contributions. This Friday is the 17th annual MLK Banquet. And joining me by phone is our speaker for the event, Dr. Sidney Freeman Jr. He's a professor at the University of Idaho, an author, and the chief research scientist at the Black Research Institute for Flourishing and Thriving. Dr. Sidney Freeman Jr., thank you so much for taking a moment to chat.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And I have to tell you, Dr. Freeman, we are looking forward to having you in Idaho Falls this Friday as the speaker at the 17th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Banquet.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there. As we just said offline, I have gone through Idaho Falls several times just on my travels, but I'm looking forward to engaging with your community and learning their personal stories.
Well, stories are where it's at as far as I'm concerned. And given the fact that you're a chief research scientist, I am sure you come across some incredible stories. As you've been doing this research, is there one story that really stands out to you?
Yes. So one of the things that I have learned about our community, in particular at the University of Idaho, is the complex nature of how we support Black students and faculty and staff. So it's been for 50 years off and on that we've had the Black History we've had the Black Student Center, and a part of my research that I've engaged in helped to uncover that in 1971 to 1974 that we had a Black Student Center, and it kind of went to the wayside, but during and after the George Floyd murder, in conversation with the leadership of the institution, we were able to resurrect and reestablish that center, and that center has been not only a great spot for our students, faculty, and staff, but also has been something that has impacted our local Moscow community. So I think that's something that...
It's an intentional step to create that environment that's going to allow for that flourishing and thriving.
Yes, definitely. And so what I like to say is that we have the Black African American Cultural Center, as it's now named, led out by Mr. Mario Pyle. But we also have the Black Research Institute for Flourishing and Thriving, which I lead up, which is the research component. So I do research related to ways in which we can better support our students, faculty, and staff. And his job and his center, what it does is implements those things. So those things complement one another.
Right. So you're uncovering what it's going to take to create this environment that allows for everyone to flourish and thrive. And then they're taking that and putting it into action.
Exactly.
I love that. You know, one thing, Dr. Freeman, that I think we all kind of recognize is that sometimes people want to brush the importance of this work under the carpet by just saying it's not necessary. We just treat everybody with kindness and respect. What would you say to those people who are perhaps critical of the need for this kind of research that you're actively engaged in?
Well, I know that this type of research is important because everyone wants to feel seen, they want to feel heard, and want to feel valued. And being a Black person is not something that is negative. It's a positive thing. And so there are ways in which we celebrate, ways in which we should celebrate the uniqueness that we all bring to the table. And so it is my calling and passion and vocation to create environments in which Black people can feel like they belong, they can have joy, and can thrive and flourish. And so I think that is extremely important. My focus is on African Americans, but I know there's others that focus in on other groups. And I think it's really important because we are a better community when all of us feel like we can contribute and can flourish and thrive in the communities that we're in.
So true. And one of the things I often like to say is, just because it's not happening to you does not mean it's not happening. And I think sometimes it's easy to just get in this mode where we just believe that everybody's experience is exactly the same, and nothing could be further from the truth. So if we really want to make those positive changes, we have got to be intentional. And the first step is we have to have the information.
Definitely. And that's a part of the work that I engage in. So I've been here almost a decade now. And when I first got here, one of the things that I did was to find out, where the other African-American or Black faculty and staff were, what's kind of the history and the contributions of those individuals. I thought it was important because I wanted to get a sense of where I kind of fell into this environment, where I could contribute in a unique way. And so really getting to understand the history of an environment is truly important. I think those in Idaho Falls is important to understand the contributions of not just white people in the community, but those whose voices we often do not hear. And that enriches the stories that we tell.
And those stories certainly provide valuable insight. Well, speaking of stories, Dr. Freeman, you wrote the book, The Seminole History and Prospective Future of Blacks at the University of Idaho. It's a beautiful collection of historical memories. What is one big takeaway from this book?
What has been interesting has been the different ways in which people identify. So you have those like Dan O'Brien, who is a mixed race athlete who went to the Olympics in, I think, his 1996, and won gold medals and things like that. You have those who are from the continent of Africa who have made wonderful contributions. You have those who are from the States who have made awesome contributions. So I think understanding that there are different ethnicities within the Black race.
What have you found to be the biggest benefit of that piece of knowledge?
Gives us a different viewpoint in which we share our stories.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll keep Dr. Freeman on the line.